We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Remember. You know, the guy who wrote this. What'd you say? This song is 28 years old?
This Roger Wood in Pittsburgh apparently has done a playoff song now for 28 years.
28 years in a row.
Yeah.
And you know that you're going to be in the playoffs if you're a Steelers fan.
On our sibling station, 93.7 The Fan today. They debuted this year's playoff song.
Mm-hmm.
Here We Go.
And they had that guy on, Roger Wood. And I think the first question to him this year would be like, you kind of half-assed it. Were you not ready?
And his answer was yes.
Yes, we were not ready.
He told the paper, like, yeah, we're kind of surprised that they were going to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I didn't think I thought we'd have this week off. And now here we are in the studio recording a new
Steelers
version.
Steelers are going to Super Wild Card Weekend. But here
That's
we go.
It. That is it, baby.
Just redo it. Catchy. I like it.
It is. The Here We Go thing is. I'm not going to say that is that is catchy.
So, as far as I know, we don't have one.
Nope. We need one.
We'll take one.
We'll take an anthem.
If you want to get us your anthem, go for it.
How come we haven't received those this year? Usually people are fired up about doing songs and videos. Do you think COVID has affected that?
We're getting complacent.
I don't know. Are we?
We're getting a little complacent with this playoff thing?
I don't know. I mean, I remember 2 years ago or 3 years ago when they made the playoffs with Patrick Mahomes the first time, we were burning stuff and sage and all that kind of crap and had rallies and whatnot. And then COVID hit and that changed a lot of what we can do. But we would get songs and videos and hype stuff and stuff like that going into the playoffs. I've not gotten one hype song yet from anybody out there in Chiefs land fired up about the playoffs like that guy was in Pittsburgh. So yeah, I'm gonna challenge everybody. If you got a hype song, send it to us.
Here We Go. Or otherwise we're playing this Here We Go.
Yeah, Here
song.
We Go song. We want your Chiefs hype songs. We do. I think they're fantastic. I love it when fans put together songs and have fun with it and do a great job. I want more of those. So shoot us those songs. We can find us on Twitter. You can DM them to us. You can, you know, send them to the text line, I guess. We'll try to get them through there. But more importantly, get us the songs. If you got one ready to go or you got a friend that's got one ready to go, let us know. Because I just woke up this morning and go, God, I heard that song. I'm like, we haven't got any Chiefs songs yet this year.
I know. And all I could think of is I'm going to be humming this song all day long and saying, Here We Go. I don't want that. It's the Steelers side of it. It's the Steelers side of that thing, not ours. So if you'd like to get working, you should probably get working because, you know, otherwise you're going to be singing this all day, too.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, we don't. Yeah. See?
Mm-hmm.
20 years in a row, they've become accustomed. It sounds like they're their probably 28th year.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we got to do this again.
Do this again?
Oh, my God.
Well, Fred died last month. Huh? We don't even have a bass player anymore.
Jeez. That's pretty cold. It's pretty cold. All right, one NFL analyst thinks, and we disagree, that this NFL playoff thing is wide open this year. It's been a wide open, wild season for sure. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN, though, appearing on ESPN New York, thinks this postseason is going to be just as wide open.
I can't tell you who I think is the favorite. I could tell you there's three teams that I would be shocked if they made the Super Bowl. Shocked. I would be shocked if Pittsburgh made the Super Bowl. Right. I would be shocked if Philadelphia made the Super Bowl. And I would be shocked if the Raiders made the Super Bowl.
Then everybody else, it's wide open.
Yeah. Like, if Cincinnati goes to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be surprised. If Buffalo goes, I'm not going to be surprised. New England, not going to be surprised. Tennessee, Kansas City, the same in the NFC. Like, if the 49ers go, I'm not going to be shocked. If the Rams, I'm just the games are going. They should be so good because our regular season was so good, and the parity is so good. And you know, it's like, well, the Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers, yeah, but they weren't dominant this year. They were good, no. Really good, but they weren't dominant. And Tampa Bay's got Tom, but they've also got injuries galore, and Matthew's unproven, and Kyler's unproven, and. You know, the Eagles or, you know, San Francisco, do you trust Jimmy? And, well, this is Buffalo's year, but they're missing Tre'Davious White. And you know, I just, there's so much good football, but I don't know if anybody is dominant.
You know, I'll get back to his dominant content text in 1 second, but I want to kind of throw you this curveball. And I wrote this down earlier when I was listening to Dan Orlovsky. What's it going to take for somebody to trust Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback? The man has led a team to a Super Bowl. They're back in the playoffs again. Is Jimmy Garoppolo the most underappreciated quarterback right now that's still left in the postseason? I would think the answer to that question is yes, and he's the best looking by far. I mean, Tom Brady may battle him for looks, but other than those are the two best looking quarterbacks, and there isn't a third out there when it comes to how good somebody looks. But this guy wins, man.
He didn't look good in his prison video press conference.
The prison video press conference was a little bizarre. Yeah.
I don't know what their background was, but it looked like
it was like so far away. It looked like he was testifying, you know. I was like, what is going on here?
Hostage tape. I don't know what that was, but it was very, very bizarre.
But I don't think there's a quarterback that's more underappreciated and undervalued right now in the postseason than Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, people throw him out with the bathwater. I'm sure, you know, that's a bad thing to do because The guy does win, man. He does win. Like, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be one of those guys who never, ever, ever gets appreciated in his career, no matter where he goes, no matter what he does. He will never be appreciated.
He had a chance. They didn't finish.
They didn't finish. But, I mean, the defense also played a part into that as well, posing for pictures on the sidelines up 10. I mean, you can't do something like that. And then to allow WASP to happen and all the stuff that they'd melted down defensively, Jimmy Garoppolo missed on one pass, right? So I just think for his whole body of work, Jimmy Garoppolo, much like I said with Derek Carr earlier, I think he's one of those guys that a lot of other teams in the NFL that are sitting at home right now, I'll take Jimmy Garoppolo over the guy
that
I have.
They'll have a chance. They'll probably have a chance soon.
Yeah, they probably will, but I just think he's so underappreciated. But as far as what he said about there's no lock in the postseason, I vehemently kind of disagree with that. I say vehemently kind of, but I vehemently disagree with what he has to say about that because I do think the Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers are the overwhelming favorites in the playoffs. I think the Chiefs are the overwhelming favorite in the AFC. I think the Packers are the overwhelming favorite in the NFC right now. I think both of those teams are better on paper and on the field than anybody else that they're going to have to play against. It just matters if they take care of business. And if they don't stub their own toes and they don't have self-inflicted damage, I just don't see the Green Bay Packers and Kansas City Chiefs not in the Super Bowl. I think they're by far the two best teams in the NFL right now.
Well, there's some about the Packers. Really, what is Aaron Rodgers? 1-4 in the NFC Championship?
Yeah, he's not good. He's not good.
So there's still always that question until they answer it that I can't lock that one. Plus, you have Tom Brady in there.
Sure,
still.
You do. You
I'm not ruling never closing the door on the Buccaneers. I know they have a bunch of injuries, blah, blah, blah. Tom
Brady. We weren't closing the door on the Patriots, and his last pass is a pick six to some Tennessee Titan.
That's true. I know. But then he did avenge himself. I don't know if you heard. He did avenge himself. Yeah, I'm just saying the Buccaneers have all these injuries, yada, yada, yada. Tom Brady's not one of them, okay?
Right.
So I'm not closing the door on that one. If you don't trust the Packers can actually finish the job, that's up for question. I just don't see a lot of like upsets on the AFC. I think the AFC side's not wide open at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chiefs are going to get their revenge on at least one, probably two,
mm-hmm.
or likely two, right?
Likely two, yeah.
Yeah, they'll get revenge on two of their in-season losses, and I think they are the favorites in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's wide open by any means, and I think if you have a little bit of hesitation about the Packers, well, there are the Buccaneers to like run through. That nobody else. I don't trust the Rams.
No, the Rams, you don't know what you're
going to
get.
I don't trust the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Nobody seemingly trusted the Cowboys. Cowboys are going to be the quiet upset now with mm-hmm. the 49ers, mm-hmm. right? That seems to be the late in the week upset pick that everybody's going to be making, Niners over Cowboys. I just don't feel it's that wide open, and certainly not to me in the AFC.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I just look at the AFC right now, and I think about which coach I can trust, which quarterback I can trust, and really the only coach other than Bill Belichick, you can trust him, but I don't know about his quarterback. The quarterback plus coach that you can trust the most, it's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And I just think unless they turn the ball over a ton or there's an injury or there's just penalties they can't stop committing, I just don't see the Chiefs and Packers not in the Super Bowl this year. I think they're the two best teams. I think that's what the NFL wants, and I think that's what we're going to get.
The Bills, I'd be a little more confident in it if it wasn't New England.
I think New England wins that game.
That one gives me a little pause. I don't think they do, but I think it's gonna be a close game, and I think the Bills and then are gonna come here and give the Chiefs everything the week following. So I've got Chiefs and Bills, and then I have.
You gonna go to that game?
I am. I'm planning on going to that game.
Good seats.
Hopefully. And then the Bengals I think win. And I'm the only thing I'm looking at, I'm counting on the Bengals to be in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. So
okay,
that's my early read on that one. I think the Bengals are going to go to Tennessee and knock them off if Burrow's healthy. If Burrow comes out and the Chiefs did indeed break him and beat him up, then they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. But if he's able to play and looks effective and what have you, I think the Bengals are dangerous, and I'll take them to knock out the Titans, and then you get three playoff games at home.
And I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not a believer in Tennessee for whatever reason. They're kind of becoming my new Green Bay. Like, oh, yeah, the Tennessee Titans are always good. Like, they're going to have to do something to truly impress me to get me to remember the Titans.
If Derrick Henry comes out in their first game and runs for 180 yards or something, we're going to go, okay, Titans are still around.
Yeah, we did that 2 years ago with Frank Clark when that ain't happening again, and they held him like 69 yards.
That remains to be seen, you know, whether or not he's healthy or not.
Yeah.
You counting on Frank Clark to make a proclamation to do that again?
Might as well.
Last go around, he might as well.
Might as well.
Might as well.
What's it going to hurt?
Might as well shoot your shot if you're Frank Clark in that moment. Patrick Mahomes is locking in, and we'll discuss if one Chief can lock up a starting role with this postseason. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Once a parent, always a parent, Josh. No matter how old your children get, you're always going to be that parent, right?
Okay. Are we sharing this or no?
Yeah, what the hell? I don't care. Alex's mom called him and was like, how come you're not at work yet?
Yeah. Alex's mom was wondering why he was late to work.
Traffic.
We're going to have him on the show last hour. And
right.
We were kidding. He wasn't in the office yet. And he said, well, you guys didn't text. You didn't tell me to be here.
Right.
He goes, well, my mom texted and wanted to know why I wasn't
where
at work.
I was.
Mom, keep it tabs.
Why aren't you at work yet, Alex?
Thanks for listening, Alex's mom.
Yes, we appreciate that. She's a nice lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is expecting a different rematch this week.
They're going to take away the stuff that they did good against us, and then they're going to try to change stuff that they didn't have as much success with. They have a lot of good, really good coaches over there. They have a lot of really good players. And they've played in playoff games. They understand that how to change stuff up. They understand to go back to what they're great at. And so we're expecting a battle. We'll be ready to go, and we're going to try to find answers for everything because they're going to throw all different pitches to us. And we have to be able to respond and have success as much as possible.
Sneaking in that baseball reference, wasn't he?
We used to play a game with Andy Reid called This Year or Last Year. We can start doing that with Patrick Mahomes right now. Which team is he talking about when he says this?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Because he could have said that about any team.
Yeah.
He could have said that about
any team. It does make sense. He expects something to be different. He's going to obviously have to pay more attention to TJ Watt.
Well, TJ Watt, yeah.
Than he did in the first matchup when they were like, oh, hit him once and his ribs are in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to overdo it today. So
right.
He's going to have to expect him probably being out there the majority of the time as opposed to a very limited amount of time in game number one.
Is there somebody going to spy on TJ Watt and do that from the offensive side of things? You know, like they say, somebody going to spy on Mahomes.
Well, if he's not pointing at him, I will.
Yeah, somebody's got
to. We'll just point. Yeah. We'll just, everybody in the stadium, just point at TJ Watt so they know where he's lined up.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Wiley did a decent enough job against him the first go round, but I expect they'll help. I expect they'll provide some help this go round if he's, you know, fully healthy.
From a football geek standpoint, I'm interested to see what they do against him.
You'll use the tight end. You'll chip with the wide receiver. You'll leave a running back in. Those types of things. They'll do that stuff.
Because playing against a healthy TJ Watt's a lot different than playing against a guy who's got banged up ribs.
And I've seen the Chiefs make enough of those types of adjustments. They're just going to leave a guy one-on-one if he's getting, you know, beat in that regard. They'll do some things to help.
Right. When he plays, the team is really good. I mean, when he plays 60% or more of the snaps, they're 9-2. When he plays less than 60% of the snaps, they don't have a win. And so that tells you the value of TJ Watt.
He needs to play.
He needs to play. Yeah. If TJ Watt plays, you give yourself a chance.
And it plays more than half of the game.
Yes.
Then they do better?
They do better.
Huh.
It's amazing. When your superstar players are healthy and they play, you have an opportunity to win games.
That's wild.
But that's really – I thought that was one of the crazier stats of the week. And you start to comb through a lot of this stuff. You see things that kind of just jump out at you. And that was one for me. I'm like, wow, they're that much better with TJ Watkins, 60% of the – they didn't win a game this year when he had under 60% of the snaps. So as TJ Watt goes, so goes this team. There aren't many teams – that the catalyst to their success is on the defensive side of the football. But with Pittsburgh, it is. It just happens to be that way.
Patrick Mahomes knows they have to step up their playoff game.
I think you just have to bring a little bit different intensity. Obviously, you go through the same process that you would do every single week of the entire season because you want to treat every single week like, I mean, it could be your last. You go through the week the same way, but when you get to that playoff game day, you have a little bit of different intensity knowing that every play is critical. It can really change end your season by making a mistake. But at the same time, you want to be loose, you want to have fun, and you want to enjoy it because, I mean, you don't know how many more of these games you're going to get in the playoffs, and I want to make sure I'm ready to enjoy all of them.
Hope he's giving that message to the defensive side. That's the one I want to get that message because I feel like they lost a little focus in the last couple of games.
Yeah.
And so I want them to play like it is their last play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they played the Denver game like it was their last play.
Right.
Like it was their last game. I think that there were a couple of obvious plays that I thought fell into that category. So, you know, Patrick, say it louder so the defensive corner of the locker room gets that one, gets that message.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a side that needs to be delivered. They need to, not that the offense doesn't need to do their things to play with focus and what have you, but I felt like the last couple of games, defensively, I'm kind of questioning the tackling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even you can question a little bit of the want to.
Oh, the want to, yeah.
In the Denver game,
Snead at the goal line was a want to.
Was lacking, and so make sure they get that message too.
Yeah, I think so, and I think they will. Look, I think this team will be as well prepared for the postseason this year as they've ever been. I think they all realize too that for some of these guys, that the Tyrann Mathews of the world, the Frank Clarks of the world, we've got every wide receiver except Tyreek Hill for the most part. Like, these are expiring contracts. Eric Bieniemy may finally get that head coaching job. You know, there may be some other movement on the coaching staff with guys maybe going to other places to be offensive coordinators or whatever the case may be. No team is the same every year. But this feels like the closest to the end of this version of the Chiefs that we've seen when this thing started with Patrick Mahomes in his second year leading this team to the AFC Championship game. Up until now, this feels like there's going to be more finality with some people at the end of this season than there was in the middle of this run. And so you're going to start to see some turnover. And I think these guys all want to go out on top. I think these guys want to say, if this is our last time playing together in Kansas City, I want to make sure it's in the Super Bowl.
All right, sticking with the offensive side of the football, would a good postseason for Darrell Williams solidify him as the starter next year at running back?
I think you have to look that way, and I think you're asking the wrong guy that question because I am adverse to high-priced, high-drafted running backs, always have been. Even when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we're like, all right, we'll see what happens. Not in love with the pick, but let's see what they can do with it. And it just hasn't been much, but he's also the Alberto Mondesi of the Kansas City Chiefs, a guy with a ton of potential that, if healthy, can dominate and take over games. But you got to be healthy, and you got to be able to be out there, and you've got to be able to be in that position to go out there and dominate and take over games. And I just haven't seen that enough out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm all about the guy that you find, like Darrell Williams, Damian Williams, Spencer Ware, Sharkandrick West, all of those type of guys.
Derek Gore.
Yeah. I mean, that's five running backs that we just named in Andy Reid's tenure that you didn't know of, never heard of before, weren't drafted type guys that came in here and did some really good things. And Andy Reid does an amazing job with that running back position with the guys that you've never heard of. You don't need a fancy running back. You don't need a high-priced running back with Andy Reid.
Now, I hope Darrell Williams' toe's okay
because
he came out before got injured late in the half and came out in the second half late, and they kind of took the shoe off and did a bunch of stuff on the sidelines. And then I'm just hoping it was like, We're just gonna get by this game and forget it. I hope he's healthy because I want him to be healthy. You know how I like Darrell Williams a lot.
Yeah.
He's actually put up numbers this year, 1,000 yards combined rushing and receiving this year, eight touchdowns I think. But I still don't think even with a good postseason, I still think they'll go back to CH next year as a starter.
Define this for me, though, as the starter at running back, because they do a nice job of just rotating that position a lot. Are we talking about the first play of the game as the starter?
Technically, yes. So yeah. I think it'll be, they'll go back to CH. I think they want to maximize first round pick and try to get the most out of that, even though I think he's still probably the best runner. Like total carry kind of runner.
Yeah.
But I'm not, if I give Darrell Williams a long look, I'm not so sure I'm not just as pleased.
Maybe
more.
Maybe more so because he's available.
And it does fall in the category, though, as you mentioned, like one settled with being first round pick, one's undrafted guy.
Mm-hmm.
You end up having different expectations for them.
Sure.
You're allowed to be a little more
and
surprised.
You should have different expectations.
But you're allowed to be a little more surprised by Darrell Williams and go, all right, look at that kid go. And you're then putting yourself in an easier spot to be more disappointed by the guy who's first round.
You're 100% right.
If their numbers were exactly the same, you'd still have that same opinion because the one guy's a first round pick and the other guy's an undrafted guy.
Absolutely. You look at Darrell Williams and go, man, that guy had a hell of a season. And if Clyde Edwards-Helaire had the same numbers, that's kind of a disappointment,
So I don't think he'll be the starter heading into next year.
I think you're probably right about that, but Clyde has got to find a way to stay healthy. It's been now 2 years with this team and 2 years where an injury has derailed his ability to perform for you.
Late in the season too.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a big question mark. Everybody practiced yesterday. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Okay. Don't know whether it's good. It's good. It's better than the alternative where nobody's practicing and everybody's out. Mm-hmm. But everybody listed as available and practicing yesterday is good news. But let's see what the game unfolds for all of them.
From the text line 913 about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's had healthy games, never seen him dominate. He's not the guy. Now, there have been like the first game of his career against Houston, he was unbelievable, right? I think he dominated that game. There's been a couple other big performances, but he's kind of right about that. I mean, he's had healthy games. We haven't seen.
He doesn't break long runs. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, we haven't seen the excitement, the hype that was there on draft night when the Chiefs picked him both locally and nationally. That's not been realized yet.
The breakaway thing is the one that I get really hung up on with CH. His longest run this year is 17 yards.
Yeah.
Okay. I can just run through them real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Jerick McKinnon has an 18-yard run.
Okay.
Barely played, right?
Yeah, right.
Mecole Hardman has a 24-yard run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has a 32-yard run.
Yeah.
Darrell Williams, 21-yard run. He's not hugely breakaway either. Derek Gore's had a 51-yard touchdown run even. Tyreek Hill's had a 33-yard run.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire had the smallest run, shortest run of the big runs, of their biggest runs, right?
There's seven guys that have carried the ball, whatever.
Yeah.
Six of those guys have longer runs than he does this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a breakaway.
No.
That's where I expected him to give you that. You saw it in like game one, and then since then you're like, I'm waiting for that big breakaway run.
I just want to see it in the screen game. I just want to see it consistently in the screen game where it's going to him and he's got the big lineman out in front of him. They're going to motorboat some people in front of him and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to follow them into the end zone.
Still not using that right. We'll bring in Carrington Harrison from The Drive to discuss our legacy question of the day. He'll join us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First thing you kind of realize is that at any moment, one play can change really the entire game. And I know it's like that in the regular season, but playoffs it even goes to a different level. You know that one play can change, it can really end your season or keep it going. So try to limit your mistakes as much as possible, knowing that it's going to be a battle to the very end every single playoff game.
Patrick Mahomes on a little playoff intensity. I'll be listening tomorrow throughout the day. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Every 15 minutes, we're going to get somebody registered to win a Travis Kelce autographed helmet. Pretty cool giveaway tomorrow throughout our show into Cody and Gold and all the way through the afternoon, every 15 minutes on The Drive.
That's right.
As well. Speaking of The Drive, Carrington Harrison from The Drive is joining us this morning. C-Dot, we've been asking a little kind of legacy playoff question. Want to get your thoughts on it. But heading into this playoff, who has the bigger chance to build on legacy, Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I'd say Andy Reid probably, just because I think his time is more finite than Patrick Mahomes. Like, getting to two wins as a head coach just kind of continues to like move you up the pole. I hadn't thought about that until you just asked me. I'd answer Andy Reid out of the two.
Yeah, Carrington, I'm with you, and Josh is with you as well. We both answered Andy Reid. In fact, we've only had one person say Patrick Mahomes, and that was Cody, so you can make fun of him later for having the only Patrick Mahomes answer. But I think for me, like, I could have argued either side if I truly wanted to and chose Patrick Mahomes, but I think with Andy Reid being at 63 years old, I don't know if he has another 20 years. You could assume Patrick Mahomes has at least another decade of playing football. You don't know how much longer Andy Reid's going to want to do this. And once you get to two as a head coach, it does put you in rarefied air with some of the greats of all time. In fact, if and when they get to this Super Bowl, it'll be his fourth Super Bowl coached. Only Tom Landry, Don Shula, and Bill Belichick would have coached in more Super Bowls than Andy Reid if they get to this fourth Super Bowl. So I think the legacy for Andy Reid has an opportunity to be tied up in a bow in this upcoming Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, he's just unpacking the stocking, you know?
Yeah, and then I'm just thinking about it more. I don't know if you need multiple Super Bowls if you're Mahomes to be in the top five all time. Like, Aaron Rodgers only has one. I think most people consider him to be all time in the top five. Brett Favre only has one. I think people consider him to be in the top 12. I think if you're trying to get to the where you're talking about, you're trying to get to the Walsh, Shula, Belichick, I do think you need multiple. So now that I'm thinking about it more and more, that'd probably be my argument for Andy is you probably need to kind of sit in that room where if you were Mahomes, aside from, I would say, Montana and Brady, I don't think you need more than one to do that.
That's interesting you say that because, I mean, that's all we seemingly look at right now with quarterbacks. Well, how many Super Bowls did he have? How many Super Bowls did he have? And maybe if Aaron Rodgers never gets to another one and doesn't win another Super Bowl in his career, maybe it will be more acceptable to say, you know what, Tom Brady and Joe Montana are the outliers. Let's put them in this category over here, and then we can have everybody else in this category here. I don't know if we'll ever get to that point in time, though.
Yeah, I just think you only need one, though, as a quarterback. Like, when you just think about it more and more, I mean, winning that second one is really hard. Like, I always say Peyton Manning has 1.5 Super Bowls. Like, I know he won the second one, but come on now, let's not kid ourselves. Like, that was the worst version of Peyton Manning that we had ever seen before. So I don't know if his second one counts the same as Ben Roethlisberger's second, for example. So, like, Russell Wilson only has one. Breeze only has one. Rodgers only has one. Right now, Mahomes only has one. I think in the NFL, more than anything, you just have to win that first one. I don't know necessarily if there's this massive push for you to get to number two.
And maybe Rodgers is the perfect test of this because I was curious your answer, Carrington, if it pushes out further without a second one, does that pressure mount? Or would it be acceptable in the realm? I don't think there's too many people that say, but Rodgers only has one. I know I have to a certain extent.
Yeah, I have too.
I can't believe he's only won one. But maybe he would be the litmus test for that being okay.
Yeah, I think I do think that of all the players that are in this playoff, the pressure on the player to get the furthest is Aaron Rodgers because they got the one seed again, they've got home field advantage once again, and they've been to the NFC Championship game. It's kind of funny where we've talked about this on our show. If you look at sort of the history of the NFL, you normally get all of your winning done in spurts. Like, look at Russell Wilson. Like, he got all his winning done in one time frame, and then it just kind of ended. He hasn't won again. Look at Ben Roethlisberger. Like, look at a lot of the quarterbacks. They kind of got all their championships in that window in a certain, and then it just kind of was over. And that's what I think makes the Patriots such a unique case study is the Patriots, they had that initial spurt with Brady, and then 7 years later, they just repeated it and did the exact same thing. So I do think it's interesting with Mahomes. Like, he obviously is in the middle of that spurt right now. They've been to three straight AFC Championship games. They've been to two Super Bowls. They've won, and they seem to be the favorite to go to another one. Once this roster starts to turn over, are they going to have another one of these championship spurts? Not many quarterbacks have kind of gone through it.
Yeah, it's a fair point to think about, you know, with that quarterback. And maybe you'll be the guy who all of a sudden says enough is enough with judging quarterbacks just on how many Super Bowls they win, and we got to take in their whole body of work. But Tom Brady and Joe Montana screwed that up for everybody. But, yeah, I think I'm with you. I think the coach gets that second Super Bowl championship. He's in a category all by himself. And I think Andy Reid's going to get that this year. So we'll see.
C-Dot, what's coming up on the show today? I know Sean Barber in studio at 4. You guys can tangle in the 4 o'clock hour.
Clayton, we have a lot of fun playing on today's show. That's all I'm going to say. We have a lot of fun playing on today's show.
So you have no idea yet, do you? Good for you. Good for you.
But Barber, you fight with Barber on Thursdays at 4, right?
No, we do fight with Barber. Yeah. Kling and I have that running joke that anytime you ask a radio host what they have planned, you say a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. We get it. Yeah,
I know. I just try to quiz you early.
Hey, you may have had something great lined up that you're ready to go with. And we're like, hey, coming up at 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to Lou Gotts of East Tonale State. Who knows?
The forum was yours. That was all. laying them out there.
Oh, so today on today's show, we actually have Pittsburgh's play-by-play voice. We have James Palmer of NFL Network. And Sean Barber will be in studio today. So we
cool.
have more than just a lot of fun.
See, I did know that
Myron
you knew.
Cope is coming on.
I
you
knew you
I like
knew.
That. Yeah, way to go.
That's Carrington Harrison from The Drive coming up at 2 here on 610 Sports Radio.
I love the fact that we're sitting here and we're in the postseason, right? And it's great. But there's a lot of cities, Josh, that aren't in the postseason, right? And so I'm looking at what's trending right now on Twitter, and it's an article from Texas, from the state, great state of Texas, right? Where they have the Houston Texans.
Right.
And the article that is trending right now is Houston will be taking over the NFL playoffs this weekend. No matter which team you watch and which game you watch this weekend, why not watch them all? You'll be able to see a player who was once a high school football star in the Houston area.
Wow.
That's local it. News at its That's finest it. Right there, That's right? It. How can we make the playoffs intriguing? Well, everybody's got somebody from Houston on their
That's
team.
Probably true.
And yeah. you know what? You'd rather talk high school football down there right now than the state of the Texans. And I don't know if David Culley knows whether or not he's still the coach down there.
Well, he doesn't know that he's not the coach.
Well, yeah, that,
is
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Is that part of it or not?
I think that's part of it. But there was like a story yesterday where he was supposed to meet with somebody in the front office that they always meet, one of those. And this meeting hasn't happened yet. So all the conspiracy theorists are out there that they're going to move on from David Culley. I just think that right there in and of itself, the Houston Texans, based on what we know with Deshaun Watson and based on what we don't know with Deshaun Watson, for that matter, is that an attractive job? Are you looking at that as a place you want to go if you're
no.
a head football coach?
Nope.
I don't know, man.
Nope.
I'd stay away from that sucker.
Nope. Who's your quarterback?
Exactly.
Who's your GM?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you do know, but
yeah.
Who has, the, po- who has, the,
po-
who has the power there? I don't know. That's
right.
Terrible. That's a terrible job. Giving props is a weekly free-to-play contest that's running throughout the playoffs. Go to betql.com/props right now to sign up. 10 props have been posted around this weekend's games, including over-under, Travis Kelce, 87.5 receiving yards.
I love the over on that one, man. And I'm not a gambler, but I just think, I mean, Travis Kelce can have more than 87 yards receiving in this game.
I feel
game,
like big Kelce day sounds
I think
sounds
I think
about,
he's gonna,
right?
I think he's going to eat big time on Sunday.
You can look at the other side, Najee Harris, over-under, 77.5 rushing yards.
I think that's a lock, too.
Are you under or over?
No, over.
Yeah, he had, what, 99 in the first meeting?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, 2.5.
Yeah.
Passing touchdowns, a few of the examples. The person picks the most correct picks this week wins $2,000 just by signing up. You're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone's going to win $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Head over to betql.com/props right now and make those picks. That's betql.com/props.
I know it's flown under your radar today and it's kind of flown under everybody's radar today. Baseball's meeting.
Sorry, I didn't know how to do crickets. I don't know how to do crickets for you. Well, baseball's making their presentation.
That's
to the,
right.
And I'm just envisioning, here's how I picture it. Okay. The suits walk into the room.
Right.
A bunch of baseball players standing in the back of the room. They got their arms folded like,
yeah,
what's,
like a look on their face.
Yeah,
like we know this is going to work. Yeah.
And they hand them this document and they go, they don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we'll take a look. And that's it.
And that's it. That's so you don't think it's going to be a meeting. You just
that's
think it's going to be passing off the document.
That's it.
Yeah, you can't do you don't have much time now. We're a
that's
month
it.
Away from spring training right
that's
now. Okay.
It.
You know how calendars work? They go very fast. We're already in mid-January. We're in mid-January right now. We're a month
Correct.
Away from spring training.
Correct.
I'm just setting the timetable here for you. Like time is now of the essence.
I'll be fine to be wrong on this, but I'm not going to be in the front end of a whole, I don't know, optimistic they're going to get something done. No, I'm not.
What has given you any pause to be optimistic,
nothing,
right?
Nothing,
they haven't
nothing.
Been, I mean, just the way they've handled business over the years. You just, these are two sides that are the Hatfields and the McCoys. And so,
no, I'm not expecting to resolve anything today.
If one side truly digs in, and whether it's the players or the owners, and they're not willing to negotiate, well, you're not going to get a deal done. You can't dig in on this. You've got to find a happy medium to have baseball. And if you don't have baseball and it goes away, it's going to be so impossibly hard to bring fans back.
I was seeing they were doing the deadline stuff. Oh, they need to get something done by March the 1st.
Yeah.
Or something. I'm like, if they're done at March the 1st, they're all going to complain about not having enough time to get ready.
Enough time
That's
for
not,
training.
You're not,
yeah.
You're not going to start on time.
No. This is the day. You got to get something
if they,
done.
If this ends with a, well, they presented the proposal and they're going to come back and they'll meet next week and you bumped it another week or what have you. I mean, they're not starting on time.
It's hard to imagine.
Because
right
they're going to have to do their little build up to the season. We're not just going to be able to go, everybody show up April 1st or whatever
yeah.
and play games. They're going to have however much time to get their legs ready.
Well, they need
their 17 swings
months
ready
of spring
and all that,
training. Yeah.
All that stuff. They're not just going to be able to jump into it.
Dry
it's
swings.
Not like, it's not going to be like, yeah, like, oh, we bailed on the preseason. We'll just start games.
No, no, not, baseball's not going to do it. The NFL will do that.
Yeah, yeah. They're not. They're just not
the
gonna,
NFL has no problem doing that. Baseball, yeah. Oh, well.
Baseball is not going to happen.
I tell you what, March 15th, man, I've already had a month of dry swings. I don't know if I'm ready to see live pitching yet. So, yeah, baseball is a completely different pace on everything. Yeah. But they got to pick up the pace. I mean, and again, that's, you know, that's one of baseball's biggest issues. You got to pick up the pace, not just in your games, but in everything that you do.
In everything that you do.
You don't need 8 weeks of spring training.
No.
To get ready.
No.
To get ready. Give me 2 weeks and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So, I'm not holding my breath. We'll discuss if anything happens.
We'll let you know.
Tomorrow, but I'm not holding my...
I'm checking my... Oh, nothing yet.
No. I have a couple of baseball people on the notifications. I'm not expecting to see anything drastic today.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like it to be the top story tomorrow. Chiefs going in the playoffs. Baseball came to a deal. Woo! Yeah.
Baseball came to a deal.
Let's go.
They're all in agreement. No, not happening. Not happening.
What if they just like trust each other and say, we'll take care of it?
Come on. Are you new? I'll use your line. I'll flip your line on you. Are you new here?
Yeah.
You like to use that one a lot.
I do. So. Because it's the ultimate, like, you just ask, like, a dumb question
that's
you know the answer to.
You can weigh in at 913-576-7610. We discussed this a little bit earlier. Lay's brand potato chips is coming out with a new brand in time for the postseason. They're called Golden Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did ask me if that's the Hy-Vee generic cereal that I like. Very well done.
Nicely done.
Golden Grounds would be the generic version of Golden Grounds, but no, that's not it. Lay's Golden Grounds, for the first time ever, they made chips with potatoes grown in fields mixed with soil from NFL home grounds.
Okay.
So the dirt from Arrowhead was used to make potatoes.
That's right. That's good. It should be.
To then be turned into potato chips, but then be put in a bag to then to market to you.
Right.
As of now, you can only win these bags of chips. I'm guessing they may sell them at some point.
Yeah.
But we wanted you to describe the AFC West and what the chips are like.
Correct.
I believe the Chiefs are, you open that bag and you take a big whiff of that
barbecue.
It's victory and barbecue smoke.
Yeah, I love that.
Smells like victory.
That's a good smell. You're a little congested there today, aren't you? What was that?
My apologies.
A little snort there in the end.
Didn't quite snort, but almost.
Right. I like that. I'm good with that.
The Chargers won. Their bag's way more expensive. It's like overpriced. It's kind of lonely and empty.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They can't find it. Can't find any people to.
Nobody wants it.
To take it.
And they play on a turf field, so I don't know how good that dirt is.
I think the Broncos bag smells like despair and weed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Which, I don't know if they go hand in hand or.
How does the potato chip bag smell like a skunk daddy?
I don't know. And Vegas, I'm going with, first of all, the chips have glitter on them.
Uh-huh.
And they smell of strippers and a hint of bad champagne. And you could add cigarette butts or casino smells.
Just the smell of a casino at like 5 a.m., like when the vacuum's running over it. You've all been up at that time in Vegas, right, where you're stumbling in and the vacuum's going and you're like, oh, my God, it smells like just like the lights went on.
So weigh in on what your bags of chips are like from other NFL cities. The Patriots one is deflated. Mm-hmm. I do like that one.
That was a good one.
I do like that one quite a bit. Chiefs smell like a Sunday tailgate. That could be.
Ooh, that would be good, too. The aroma of meat cooking.
Yeah. Someone asked, so let me get this straight. They grew potatoes out of dirt where people sweat, bleed, and urinate on.
That's
Sounds
right.
great to me.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what they're banking
Correct.
On.
What's wrong with that?
They're banking
that's
on.
That's all nutrients.
They're banking on you wanting to have those chips.
Yeah. Yes, people drink their own urine all the time.
Yeah. Charger chips taste pretty good for the first three quarters. Leave a bad taste in your mouth when it's all over.
Yeah. Can't finish the deal.
Cowboys chips taste like Skip Bayless.
I don't even know what that means, but
either.
It's funny.
I like it. Yeah. Detroit chips smell like burning tires, razor blades, and flat beer.
Yeah, right.
Someone says, I'm sure Green Bay's cheddar chips are actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. The cheddar chips from Ruffles, the rigid cheddar chips, from the cheddar and cheese ones, that's the best potato chip out there.
Yeah, I could imagine those. Yeah, you open the pack ones, you're like, no, these are cheesy. These are really, really good.
Yeah, sour cream and cheddar or cheesy, whatever it's called.
Cheesy Lay's would be fantastic. So, someone says they once tried to grow weed and dirt from Wrigley. Didn't work, but I would have made a fortune.
That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah. I mean, if you start marketing something like that, whether it's, you know, weed or whether it's potato chips or whatever, you go, it's grown from the dirt from Wrigley Field, you'd have Cub fan line up for miles to buy that stuff.
Yeah.
Or just grow regular grass and start selling your lawn and saying you use Wrigley Field dirt on it.
Someone says, was the Chargers bag also smell like weed in despair? It could be.
Could be.
I think they market it a little bit differently to different audiences. Certainly Denver's is in that in
first,
that
in the marketing it to the Charger fans, you have to tell them who the Chargers are before you market the chip, because they don't know who the Chargers are in Los Angeles. Correct.
And that Ram and Charger bag look exactly alike.
Exactly alike. So you can mix and match. You don't know which team is which, and most people in L.A. don't even know there's two teams there. So
Miami smells like freedom and sunblock. I don't know why. I don't know what that means. The Saints chips smell like Bourbon Street.
God, we've had enough experiences with that.
Seahawks chips taste like Starbucks. Jets chips smell like from under cheese. Let me say that correctly. Denver has the baked Lays, guys. That's too easy. Oh, sorry.
That's a winner right there. Way to go.
Tampa's chips are made from quinoa.
And kale, made by Tom Brady. Yeah. TB12 chips made from quinoa and kale. Yeah. Get yours now.
Raiders chips smell like a prison urinal.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Then what do Eagles chips smell like? If the Raiders smell like a prison urinal, the Eagles have to smell about the same too.
Browns chips are broken right as you open the bag.
Yes, this is just pieces and crumbs.
It's an interesting marketing campaign, but I think there's nowhere to go but mocking.
Yes.
There's nowhere to go but mocking.
Exactly.
I really don't want chips baked from Arrowhead.
I don't think
that sounds that appealing to me.
I don't want it from any stadium, especially the ones that don't have real grass.
Yeah, it tastes like rubber tires.
Yeah,
the indoor facilities that have their rubber tires.
Yeah, or like the Meadowlands taste like Jimmy Hoffa.
And of course, the bag of Chargers chips only has about 7 or 8 chips in it.
Yeah, and it leaves you unfulfilled, wanting more, and thinking you're going to get it every year. And every time you open that bag, it's still 7 or 8 chips, and it sucks.
Broncos chips make you feel.
But they're going to be picked as the best chip every year, regardless of how bad they are.
Broncos chips make you feel incomplete. That's a good one, too.
Oh, that is good.
Well done. Well done.
Nicely done.
Nice job on the text line today. 913-576-7610.
Very well done.
610. If you missed any of the show today, our chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, fun conversation with him. His 8-year-old son is a Mahomes and Chiefs fan, and he's been living with him this week heading into the playoff game. If you missed any of that, check it out, 610sports.com or via the Odyssey app. Tomorrow, we'll talk with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. He'll join us at 7:30.
Matt Nagy joins us at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's right. Former Chiefs OC Matt Nagy will join us at 7 o'clock.
That's right. He'll tell Patrick Mahomes stories all morning long.
Mitch at 7:30. Kyle Brandt, NFL Network at 8:20. We'll have some fun tomorrow. Cody and Gold, come your way next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.